What is the status of Eliyahu HaNavi? Was Eliyahu HaNavi considered a malach? We know he went up to heaven. It doesn't say he died. Does he have a status of a malach, an angel? Or does he have a status as a human? There's a discussion they talk about Eliyahu's wife, whether she's allowed to remarry or not. If he's alive, then she's an Esh Yisrael. If he's dead, so she's an Almana. We don't even know if he actually had a wife, but that's a discussion. Here the issue is Eliyahu himself. My nafka mina, what's the practical difference? What's the difference if he's a malach or human? Either way, I can't see him and he's not coming back until Mashiach comes. So what's the nekuda? So actually it touches on a halacha l'maisa shaila. The Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnah in Sanhedrin, and the Mishnah Torah paskens this way as well. The discussion of smicha. We know that smicha has to be an unbroken chain from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe to Yeshua to Zakenim, etc. And we all know smicha ended during the Roman persecution. So the Rambam has a chiddush. He says, how is smicha going to be renewed if it has to be an unbroken chain? And we lost it when the persecution of the Romans. The Rambam has a big chiddush. He says, if all the Chachmei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael get together, so then they could give someone smicha. What forced the Rambam to say this chiddush? Because the Rambam is saying, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, we're going to have to paskin. So it must be all the Chachmei Yisrael will get together. And therefore, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that the Chachma Yisro and Eretz Yisro could continue the smicha process. And so that was the whole big discussion. The 1500 was the Chachma Svas, that they want the renewed smicha based on the Rambam. I think it was the Maharal Bach, one of the Chachma Yushalayim, said, what are you talking about? He disagrees with this Rambam. And he says, the whole premise of the Rambam is wrong. What forced the Rambam to say this? He says, what's going to happen to the Mashiach? This is like we're going to pass when the time of the Mashiach comes, so too, we could do it now. So the Maharabach says, no, what are you talking about? The Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi, is going to return, and he's going to pass, and he got smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's a direct, unbroken smicha. So the whole premise of the Rambam is wrong, that the Chachmei Yisrael could get together and renew the smicha. The smicha won't be renewed until the Zman HaMashiach. But what's in the Kudas HaMachok? Okay, so what's the issue? The issue is whether Eliyahu HaNavi is considered alive or not. If he's considered alive, then he could give out smicha. If he's considered dead, if he's a malach, Torah Laba Shamayim he. You need the Chiddush of the Rambam then to say Chachma Yisrael. And in fact, this issue also relates to the following. We know there's a Gemara many times, or some certain times, it leads to questions unresolved. So instead of saying kasha, it says teku. So we're taught when we're younger that what is teku, or simple pshat teku means put it away, put it in a suitcase, we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. But others say, no, it means tishbi yitaret kushas v'abayis. So Eliyahu HaNavi will come and answer up our questions. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, that's ridiculous. The school teachers made it up. That's not what it means. And the Chidah, in the Sefer, I think, Maris Ayah and Yavama, says, no, the Rishonim, I think the Rambam he quotes in Perish HaMishnayis, or other Rishonim that they didn't have, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden didn't see, and they do say it. So it's a major Machokes Achronim, what's called Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Chidah, whether that's actually going to happen. It's like, yo, is that what teiku means? So what's in the Kudus HaMachol for the same issue? If Eliyahu's alive, so then you can answer the Shilas. Then Tishbi Yitaret. So, but if Eliyahu is dead, he can't paskin, a Malach can't paskin Shilas. So therefore, this issue of Smicha, the issue of whether Eliyahu could paskin the Shilas, depends on whether he's a Malach or whether he's human. In fact, that's why they always say, why is it Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Paskin Shilas? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is of a Nevi'im. Because part of Psak is not only do you have to know the facts, not only do you have to know the Kolam in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, in Shulchan Aruch, but you have to know how the world goes. You have to see how, you have to know how to apply it to that reality. So therefore they point out to it, that's why Eliyahu, Moshe Rabbeinu has been dead for so many years. You can't just wake up from the dead and start paskening shilas. You got to get acquainted with society. However, Eliyahu HaNavi was always alive. He never died. So therefore, that's how he comes out. So that seems to be the issue regarding smicha and teiko. And in fact, there's a beautiful Chasim Sofer who wants to make a compromise between the two. And he says, it depends, they're both right. Sometimes Eliyahu comes down as a malach, and other times he comes down in human form, Gilui Eliyahu. So if he comes as a malach, so we know Torah, Rabba, Shemayim, he can't paskin shailas, he can't give smicha, he's not obligated in, you know, the mitzvah of Torah. If he comes down in guf, Gilui Eliyahu, so then these halachas do apply. In fact, it's a famous story which Rav Chaim Volozhin, they point out that he always had a minig that he tried to always make a bracha when someone's around so someone would answer amen to his bracha. And one night he needed a drink, he was hungry, and it was the middle of the night, he didn't want to wake up his family, so he was in distress. So all of a sudden someone knocks on the door and it's one of the Talmidim from the yeshiva. He says, Rebbe, I'm sorry for bothering you, but I just can't sleep. I have this question. He says, great. So he made his bracha and he answered amen. The next morning, he went over to him and thanked. He said, don't worry. Thank you for coming by. So the Talmud says, Rebbe, what are you talking about? I didn't come by your house last night. I'm not even up to that part of the Gemara. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi, and he came down in your guf. So if Eliyahu HaNavi comes down in your guf, that's enough for me to stand up for you when I see you. And then conversely, that's the story they say with the one of the Mashkichim in Eretz Yisrael. He called in one of the boys and said, I've reported you were in an inappropriate place last night. He said, what are you talking about? I was home, I was sleeping, I was in yeshiva. He says, okay, so if it wasn't you, it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi. But if Eliyahu HaNavi dressed up like you, so then I can't have you stay in my yeshiva anymore. And in fact, that's the pshat they say. By Purim, we sing Shoshanis Yaakov at the end, so we say, V'gam charbono zochar latov. We remember charbono for the good. That basically, then we're having the suda between Esther and Achashverosh, and telling you what Mordechai was doing. All of a sudden, Chavrona walks in and gives him the message about Haman wants to kill Mordechai. It's all about timing, and they ended up hanging Haman. We say the Gam Chavrona Zochar Lotov. Aye, Chazal tell us, Chavrona wasn't Chavrona, it was Eliyahu HaNavi who came in. So that's the pshat. But if Eliyahu HaNavi dressed up like Chavrona, so the Gam Chavrona Zochar Lotov. So the Chasim Sofer points out, sometimes he comes as an Adam, he comes as a Guf, other times he comes as a malach. So like it says by the Bris, the Kisei Eliyahu, it says the malach even says, the Mole says the malach HaBris, you know, we'll put Eliyahu is known as a malach when it comes to the Bris. Yet the Gemara says in Erevin, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalad, that Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos. Why? Because it's an Issa Tchumim. There's certain halachas he can't come out of the Tchum. So the Shaila is, like, what are you talking about? So what about a Shabbos bris then? How could Eliyahu come in for, he does a bris in New York, in Israel, LA, Europe. How could he violate the Tchum? So that's what the Chasim Sofer Yesod is. No, when the Mashiach comes, right now he's a Malach. So therefore, there is no Issa Tchum now. He could go from one place to another. He's not involved in mitzvahs. But when the Mashiach comes and he comes back as a guf, so then he'll be able to and then the Issa Tchumen will apply, and as well, he'll be able to pass Kinshailas, and he'll be able to give Smicha. But by the Bris, it's the Malach HaBris, so the Torah Rabba Shemayim. So that's how they explain that the issue whether we could renew the fifth in the Machokas Chachmei Svat and Chachmei Yushraim, whether you could renew the Smicha based on that Rambam. So they said they don't like the Rambam because it's Eliyahu HaNavi is coming back. He's alive. And the issue of Smicha as well as the issue of Teiko. And that's what the Chassan. So if a compromise, when he comes to Ben Beguf, so then he has all the halachas, he could paskin, do smicha, and he'll have an issa tchum. However, when he comes to Malach, so none of those things would apply to him.